Good morning, Moxie sisters. It's Cheryl Kaiser. It is time for our morning cup of Moxie. And I wanted to talk to you today about recommitting. Okay, so what does recommitting mean? I think overall, we pretty much have a pretty good idea. But is there something in your life you need to recommit to? So I bring this up because over the last week or so, actually probably the last 2 weeks, I've, you know, been lackadaisical about several things. And for one thing, not really showing up to the morning cup of Moxie on Monday mornings. And, you know, little discouragement set in. I, like many people, struggle with seasonal mood changes, seasonal disorder. I hate calling it a disorder. It's not really a disorder, but in my mind anyway. But it does cause us, you know, when it's so dark outside all the time, at least for us in the Northeast, emotions are just more raw and we're more easily discouraged. I just want to hide most of the time. I just want to curl up on the couch and not do anything. And then I tell myself, like, nobody will miss me. Nobody, you know, nobody looks at these things anyway. And what that is actually the enemy working really hard. He knows some of my insecurity. He knows all my insecurities. Face it, ladies. The enemy has been studying us all his life, all our lives, I should say. He's been around forever. and he knows our insecurities. He knows our weaknesses. And he will be the first to jump in. So I realized over the last week that I need to recommit. Okay, so we know that the first definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. My weight loss journey has been something I've spoken about over the years, usually on this video. I was doing really well. I was following this program. I was excited. Pounds were melting off. I was feeling good. And then I just kind of didn't have the finances to be able to continue. And I thought I could do it on my own. But then I wasn't as committed. And so needless to say, I've put 10 of those 28 pounds or 28. Yeah, no, 18. but I put 10 of those pounds back on. I feel terrible about myself. I'm disappointed in myself. And so I've been, you know, okay, it's amazing how we can find the finances for what we feel is important, right? Even if things are really tight, we still find the money to do what it is that we want to do, basically. So do I want to lose weight? Yes, I want to lose weight, but how badly? How badly do I want these pounds to melt off, okay? so there is that. So I have recommitted to my health. I have ordered the next month's worth of food. I'm not really a good planner, but I have committed to planning my dinners, at least through this week, and prepare myself for those couple evenings coming up where we will be going out. We love going to breweries and so forth. So this recommitment, while we're, you know, we enjoy doing these things and I want to participate, maybe participate with a little more self-control. Okay. So there's recommitment to my health. Last week at band practice, now some of you know that I play the tenor drum in a bagpipe band. And if you're not familiar with what that is, these are my drumsticks. So I get to do, you know, crazy things like this as I'm playing. Anyway, it takes practice. It takes a lot of practice. And there's videos out there with lessons, and it's all well and good for me to sit and watch, you know, parades and so forth and other tenor drummers on YouTube and watch the, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I could do that. That seems pretty easy. And I'll do it a couple times and, you know, but in the last few weeks, because of the weather and cancellations of our band practice, I didn't have my weekly lessons. And then I didn't have the commitment to myself to practice by myself, which I should be doing as often as possible. And I think back to being a kid, and, you know, my mother, you know, that you have to practice your clarinet, you know, and it's like, ah, you know, I don't want to do that. But what I found after last Tuesday, I was the lone tenor drummer. We don't have a bass drummer at a lot of our practices. So the responsibility falls to the tenors, and there are two of us, but it falls to the tenors to be the heartbeat of the band. Now, I'm fairly new at this. I'm fairly inexperienced. And we had 2 weeks of cancellations, and I had 3 weeks worth of, I'll practice later. I can practice Monday night and be ready for Tuesday evening. Like, that shouldn't be a problem. I know what I'm doing. No, I was rusty. So at practice, there's one song. It's an Amazing Grace with a Cajun twist on it at the end. And I have to remember to come in at a certain point really strong with a loud, strong beat, like a bass drum almost. And apparently I was very slow because I was overthinking it. It's like, I have to remember not to put a pause in the and I have to remember watch his foot and be on time. Turns out I was watching the wrong person. And instead of watching the, you know, the drum major who's in charge of the whole drum line, I was watching the pipers and overthinking it, too much in my head. And as a result, when that song came to an end and the drum major, you know, responded to me in a way that caught me off guard. And I tried to learn from it, like, okay, I didn't realize I was so off. And there was some frustration in general. And I took it very personally. Instead of learning from it, I became emotional. And, you know, I shouldn't have, because I was not committed. I was not committed to practicing every day, to at least trying and doing the things that I knew I should be. So my emotions, you know, much because of, you know, the seasonal, the time of year and everything, but really it was my heart convicting me and the enemy getting in there. So all these things were adding up. And within a minute or two, I could feel the tears coming and those old tapes in my head going, you're no good. Just give up. What are you doing? You're no good at this. Like, who are you kidding? And it just over and over and over, and feeling embarrassed because I didn't show up committed and as confident as I knew I should be, as I knew I could be. I was rusty. And that was because I was not committed to myself to better myself. And this is starting to come through, like I said, my health, my drumming, and there are other parts to my business, to you. And I am so thankful for you and for your being here and listening and watching and asking questions and everything else. Like, I'm so thankful. So why am I not showing up? What's going on? So in the last couple of days, I've been doing a lot of praying and everything. And it comes down to renewing our minds, renewing my mind, recommitting, knowing I've been given an interest, a talent, a gift in all these different areas of my life. And if I don't show up to myself, committed to myself in practicing, whatever it is, it's not just an instrument, but practicing, doing these videos, practicing, you know, new ideas, showing up committed to my health and not just going, I can do it later, and idleness, okay? The enemy wants us to be idle. He wants us to fail, to feel terrible about ourselves, to be disappointed and discouraged, to give up. Because ladies, the closer we get to the calling, the closer we get to doing things that, yes, they're fulfilling for us, but at the same time, they're fulfilling to others. It's bringing joy to someone else. And I find that renewing my mind with flipping that, I don't want to I get to, brings excitement. Suddenly something, you know, I can look at practicing my drums as like, you know, discouraging or, you know, a pain. I don't want to do it, a waste of time. It's not. Because even if I pick up my mallets for 2 minutes while I'm watching a video or something, I'm practicing. I'm committing to trying to do better. And I may not see the improvement in one day to the next, but as the drum major and the pipe jump sergeant pipe mate, as the leaders told me, I'm still getting used to a lot of the vocabulary. they're like, you've gotten so much better. Like, don't be so upset. Don't beat yourself up. But those old tapes are running in my head. And actually what it was convicting me that, yeah, you know, this is what happens when I don't commit to myself to be better and to not, you know, get rusty. You know, I practicing will knock the rust off of anything. So looking at it of, you know, I have to practice is drudgery. Who wants it? I don't want to have to do anything, but you know what? I get to show up. And that's what brought me here. So exciting. It's like, I could show up today and just repost something from the past and, you know, won't really matter and nobody really cares anyway, whatever. And I know that's not true. I know you guys care. You wouldn't be here. And I'm so blessed by that. But I looked at it as I get to put on makeup, brush my hair, put myself together and show up. And so this week I have found recommitment to my health, to my business, to my family, to my friends, to myself. All of that is recommitment to myself and the woman that God created, to recommitting how I see myself, how I see all the things that he brought into my life as a blessing, including you. And I'm even getting pumped up just talking about it. I had all these notes here and I'm not, you know, I glanced once or twice, but, you know, I showing up and investing in the, I get to, okay. It's an investment. We can spend our time. Like we spend money on something frivolous that, okay, it was great in the moment, but is meaningless later, or we can invest. We can invest our time. We can invest in ourselves through our faith, through our moxie. And you know what? The investments pay dividends. The investments are investing in the abundance that we have in our lives that maybe we underestimate. Something that comes so naturally to you seems to not hold a lot of value because it comes easily, but that's your gift. And it may be anything. Was it Ephesians? I forget which book it talks about the gifts. And if you're gifted to teach, teach. If you're gifted to encourage, encourage. If you're gifted to lead, lead. Commit to what is on your heart, what God is calling you to do. And you may not see or think that the little tiny steps, those 5 minutes of practicing flourishing or practicing speaking is going to pay off. But each little thing pays off because when you do one little step, it can drastically and amazingly change the trajectory of your life. All right, one little step today, one little step tomorrow. Watching what I'm eating, watching what I'm drinking tomorrow, watching what I'm eating, watching what I'm drinking. 10 minutes of exercise. I have not exercised in like a year except to go for an occasional walk or hike. I am terribly out of shape and I know it because when I climb the set of stairs, I'm pretty much out of breath. I have not felt like that in a really, really long time. So each day, just doing a 10-minute workout to start so I don't like overdo it and I'm sore and give up tomorrow. But each little thing will make a bigger impact down the road, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. If I commit to myself, if I commit to you, to my family, that I'm going to get myself in shape because I'm going to feel better. I'm going to show up stronger, more confidently with moxie. Okay. I challenge you, what in your life, what areas of your life do you know Or maybe you have to think about, maybe you don't know, where maybe you've kind of gotten lackadaisical, maybe using excuses like quarantine, or I can't see anybody, or I can't go to the gym, or whatever. What can you do? What do you get to do? Okay, I chose not to go back to the gym quite yet. I put my membership on freeze, but last night I recommitted to a Christian workout coach out of Colorado who has a whole stable full of workouts of different kinds. I'm a little intrigued by barre. And I think that would be really good for my joints and the fact that I have a knee replacement and so forth, yoga and that kind of thing, but it takes commitment. So I committed to a monthly subscription with her. It's not a lot of money. It's within my budget. Who can't afford like $6 a month? Okay. I probably spend more on coffee. But it's committing, it's investing in myself. And then the commitment comes that I have to do it. So this morning it's like, okay, I want to get on and do a video. I need to be showered. I still want to spend my devotion time. And instead of getting up and working out while the coffee was brewing, I chose to do dishes. But that means that I will commit to myself to doing a workout this evening. And instead of committing to sitting on the couch in idleness and watching TV, I will commit to, probably a 20-minute workout, feel better about myself, and then move right on into my drum practice because we have band practice again tomorrow night. So I have taken the choice. I've made the choice to invest in myself, to commit to myself. And by committing to myself and committing with the strength of God and committing to Him again, we're human, we fail. But where in your life should you or do you need to recommit? And how does that look? What little thing? We know we can't do things in our own strength. We need the strength of an awesome God to do this. And we will fail. There's no doubt about it. but by looking to Him and not our own strength, we can do anything. And I know you know that. So I would love to know where you want to recommit, where you need to recommit. Post it here, message me. Let's start a conversation. Let's keep each other accountable. Let's create an accountability group. I can certainly do that. And maybe I should. And if nothing else, it'll help me be committed by saying it to you. And I can report in. And I hope you'll do the same. Ladies, thank you for joining me today. And I hope you have an awesome week and a week full of moxie and recommitment. And I'll see you around the Moxie Sisterhood group. Cheers.